Here's a thought I'll title, Constantly Changing, Constantly the Same. Looking back on my 50 years of photography, which is a relatively small slice of photography's existence, my 50 years have shown incredible changes in equipment, technique, methods of distribution, changing not only subtly and a little bit, but at breakneck speed. During my entire photographic life, if I was looking for a medium that was consistent and stayed the same, certainly photography would have been my last choice. Compare that to other artistic expressions. Painting is basically the same thing that it was in the Renaissance. Yeah, some new materials, some new methods of producing paints, but essentially it's kind of the same. Novel writing is the same, with the exception of handwritten to typewriter to computer, so there's a different tool for producing it. But essentially, it's writing one word at a time and accumulating them into a novel. Poetry, sculpture, every medium does have its element of change. But nothing changes as fast as photography, at least nothing that I'm aware of. And that means that as photographers, we need to be incredibly flexible and adaptable to these changing times. One of the most fascinating aspects of that is that any method of producing a photograph that has existed in history is still available to us today. We can still make platinum palladium prints and gum bichromate prints and all that stuff. There's maybe a few that would be logistically impossible to do, but with enough perseverance and enough experimentation, virtually any technique that's been used in the history of photography can be revived to produce work now. And I know many photographers who have bounced from medium to medium in a constant exploration, constantly shuffling their tools, their knowledge, their techniques, their equipment, because that's just in the nature of photography. Curiously enough, there is one aspect that's never changed, or at least changed slowly, and that is the aesthetics of imagery. Perhaps this is best demonstrated by showing the difference between the F64 tack-sharp, so-called truthful photograph as compared to the fanciful constructions and negative manipulations of someone like William Mortensen. But when I scan across photography today, almost 100 years later than the Adams-Mortensen debates, I still find that those aesthetics exist. But I'm not sure I see particularly new ones. Yeah, we can do things with Photoshop that we couldn't do before, at least not so easily. But Jerry Uhlsman did everything Photoshop can do long before Photoshop existed. The aesthetics change very slowly. And if you make images that mirror or kind of pay homage to the work of Edward Weston's work in the 1930s, no one's going to look at that work and say, it's out of date. They may look at it and say, there's nothing new, but the aesthetic hasn't changed dramatically, even with the advent of Photoshop. I'm excluding from this comment things like gimmicks that come up that are popular for a while. Like the other day I was talking about sprocket holes being included in the edges of the photograph, or a popular one right now is in-camera movements or ICM photography. They could make some really interesting images, and that might be considered a new aesthetic. Until you look back at people like Man Ray and Moholy-Nagy, you realize they were doing that kind of work, like I say, almost 100 years ago. Aesthetics change slowly. Methods change quickly. And I think that's just the nature of photography and something that goes with the medium and probably always will, which is why whatever time I have left as a creative producer, I'm not going to be surprised to see there will be new techniques, new cameras, new software, new improvements in processing, but I'll probably be applying those new techniques to an aesthetic that has not changed much in 100 years.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.